This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. The Federal Labor Party has announced its plans to invest $10 million into the Victorian Pride Centre, enabling it to be fully funded. In addition to Labor's $10 million investment, Joy 94.9 will also benefit from an extra $600,000 to build new studios in the Victorian Pride Centre and upgrade to digital broadcasting. Eight major LGBTI community organisations will likely call the centre home, including radio station Joy 94.9, Thorn Harbour Health, the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives, and Counselling Service Switchboard. The Kirby Institute has announced the Australian Trans and Gender Diverse Sexual Health Survey, the first national survey of its kind. The trans-led research will be coordinated centrally by the Kirby Institute in collaboration with researchers and community advocates from around Australia. The survey results will provide invaluable assistance in the development of sexual health policy, sex education, relationship support, and health policy for trans and gender diverse communities. Lord Mayor Clover Moore has proposed that the southwest lawn of Prince Alfred Park be named Equality Green to commemorate marriage equality. Over 30,000 people gathered to hear the result announcement on November 15 last year, with many more gathering to hear the yes announcement across the country. Moore said it was important to have an enduring reminder of the mass catharsis provided at the site of the announcement, and to acknowledge the efforts of the community, activists, and volunteers who made the legislation of same-sex marriage possible. To mark Intersex Awareness Day, an inaugural Intersex Ally Award has been given to the National LGBTI Health Alliance for their strong efforts to elevate intersex voices in Australia. The Darling Award was established by intersex-led and allied organisations behind the Darlington Statement, a 2017 document outlining key priorities for intersex communities in Australia and New Zealand. The award was designed to recognise organisations, institutions, or individuals that have demonstrated a commitment to action beyond merely affirming the statement. The deadline for the government to address discrimination against LGBTI students at religious schools has passed after talks over legislation broke down last week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said last month that addressing the anti-discrimination exemptions were a priority for Parliament in this sitting period, which ended last week. The delay only extends an already prolonged and exhausting debate, which may now force the government to deal with the issue as part of its broader response to the Religious Freedom Review due by the end of the year. Gay Beat Marks Park, just south of Bondi Beach, has been set as the site of a memorial to the victims of the gay hate crimes which plagued Sydney from the 1970s through to the 1990s. Waverley Council has approved the park as the site of the memorial 2 years after it was initially announced to be constructed in the Hunter Sculpture Park. Marks Park was deemed more suitable for the memorial, given it was where many men were bashed or lost their lives. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Openly gay pro wrestler Mike Parra has worn a pride flag into the ring for a championship match. Parra competed proudly at the NWA's 70th anniversary show this weekend, and TV commentators even mentioned the gay flag during the pay-per-view telecast. Unfortunately, he didn't win the title, losing in a four-way match, but later tweeted his appreciation for all the support he received on the night. And finally, the Boston Red Sox have excluded anti-trans commentator Curt Schilling from throwing out the opening pitch of a World Series game. The Sox invited seven key members of the 2004 World Series Championship team to throw out the pitch for Game 2, like Pedro Martinez and David Ortiz, but say Schilling was not invited due to his recent racist, sexist, and transphobic commentary. In 2016, Schilling was fired by ESPN for posting a grotesque image that he said represented a transgender woman wanting to use the bathroom.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.